Hey there, welcome to the High Five Podcast. Each episode, we count down our top five favorites in a different category, from movies and music to the totally random. Get ready to laugh and maybe even yell at our picks. Let's get into this week's High Five.
Still halftime of the Pistons game, up 54-43 over the Cleveland Cavaliers in game two as we record this. On Thursday, May 7th at 8:20 p.m.
In your Detroit Pistons shirt.
Yep. Detroit Pistons polo.
Yep.
Representing. Yep. So, yeah, let's go. If you're ready, I'm ready.
Yep.
All right. Well, welcome back to the High Five Podcast, where your hosts, I'm Jay, and this is Caleb. We rank our five favorite things within an ever-changing topic, and this week was Caleb's choice, and you chose what?
I chose top five video games from your youth / childhood / growing up, however you want to label it.
Nice.
Yep.
Yeah,
I just thought it'd be fun to talk about. You know, I don't know about you, but for me, video games, I played a lot of video games as a kid. You know, and it just is something that I remember playing these games. And, you know, now on like the Switch too, you can play some of the old classic games, which I've been doing every now and again. Yeah. I'm like, man, it just brings back some of those old memories. And also like, God, in my mind, those games were awesome and incredible. And when I go back and play them, I'm like, God, these were not that great.
Yeah, it's true. Was this your first experience with like emulators? Because I have like a little handheld device that can play basically any game from
anything
Atari to.
No, I've had different stuff that we've used. So like I used to have, I still have it. I'm not sure. It might be in storage somewhere, but I had the little Sega Genesis controllers that came out with later, which had every Sega Genesis game on it. And they've had them for Super Nintendo. So I've had different ones of that, that I've played. And then there's some stuff on your phone that you can play and all that kind of stuff too. But
the only downside to those is you don't always get the original game. Like if you get the Nintendo one, you can't get Mike Tyson's Punch Out because he no longer allows
that happen. Yeah.
It was only like a 2-year contract or something like that.
Yeah.
And so, like, you don't get the original version. There are, like, some tech mobile games that you don't get the original rosters because they don't own the rights to those players anymore.
Yeah.
So that's the only downside of those. But, like, the presentation, I think, is better on those designated Sega or Nintendo emulators. But these handheld ones are pretty cool. And they're, you know, they have all of the systems on it.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But the one I have, the battery dies so quickly, so I need a better one, but I don't play it enough to really warrant
justify it.
Yeah.
So, but like I said, the Switch 2 is just something of recent that we've been playing a little bit. You know, Jameson's been playing some of the old games, and we as a family played like an old version of Mario Party because the kids really like to play Mario Party. Yeah. So, you know, just stuff like that brings back the memories of the childhood. So
me and Vivian got into the most recent Mario Party on the Nintendo Switch too.
Yeah.
That was the first time. Like, she always got really frustrated at that game every time we tried it before. And we tried it. We tried this newest one that just came out. And she really enjoyed it.
Yeah, we got that one. Yeah. Yeah, Jameson recent. Like, all of us as a family, we play that game quite a bit. If we don't play that, we play Mario Kart. So
nice. Yeah. Cool. So we so we're doing childhood games, and it was your topic, so why don't you start us off, Caleb, and give us your number five?
Sure. Before I do that, I am interested, did you guys play a lot of video games growing up or not?
Okay. Yeah. So we got a hand-me-down Atari from a church family. And, you know, it came with all of the games like Joust and there was a basketball game on there that was very, very basic basketball. There was a bunch of games, but I remember those two were kind of two of my favorites, I think. And so then we had that for a little bit, and then we got the original Nintendo Entertainment System and had that for probably 3 or 4 years. And then we got a Sega Genesis. We jumped to the dark side and went to Sega Genesis because the sports games were better for the Sega Genesis.
Yep. They were.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then I had that for a long time, and then got a PlayStation when those came out, when I was, I think, a junior in high school or a senior in high school or something.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I was looking at. I was just looking at years and when things came out, like Super Nintendo was 91.
Yep.
I thought it was like 94, 95, but 91. And then PlayStation was 95.
Yeah. And I did not play Super Nintendo very, like, I had friends who had it and I did play it, but I never got into games on Super Nintendo. That's the one system that I missed out on. And a lot of people love that system.
Yeah.
Like, so you went from Bond is on.
Yeah. You went from, no, Bond, you mean GoldenEye?
GoldenEye.
GoldenEye's on 64.
And on 64, which that was the other one I didn't play. So I guess I lumped those together.
Sure. Yeah. So you went from Sega to PlayStation? Is that what you did?
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
And then PlayStation to Xbox.
360?
The original Xbox.
Or the original Xbox? Okay.
Yeah, it came out in like 2004 or something, 2003.
2001. Isn't that crazy? Yeah. I know. I'm the same
way. I might not have gotten it right away. I probably got it in 2002 or 2003.
Yep. Yeah, and then the 360 came out in 2005.
Yeah, I got that on day one, I remember.
Yep.
Katie bought that for me.
Nice.
But anyway, that's not why we're here.
Nope. Nope. Just interested. Just wondered. Yep. Okay. Yeah. So I didn't, my order isn't necessarily like favorite, like five being my least favorite and one being my favorite. It's more of like the era. So like my number five. Yeah. Number five is like the first game that I remember playing religiously growing up. We played it all the time. I mean, I don't know if we ever officially beat the video game. I don't have a memory for sure of beating it, but we played it all the time and it was a tough one. And it was Super Contra or Super C as we always called it.
Yep.
So that came out in 1988 on the original Nintendo system where you had to blow into the game cartridge 100 times to get it to work. But yeah, Super C was just a game we used to play all of the time. I remember running around just shooting everything and, you know, you get the different guns, the spray gun and all that kind of stuff. But it was just one me and my brother played a lot. It was, you know, once you got into those higher levels, it got more and more difficult and, you know, we always played two players, so I usually died first and my brother would keep going on and all that fun stuff. But I loved that game and I have lots of memories of playing that game as a little kid. Just, it was violent, but it wasn't violent because it was just dots flying across the screen for the most part.
Yeah.
So, Super C, it was our, that was our game. That was our go-to for sure.
Great game.
That's why it's number five. Yep.
My number five. What year did you say that game came out?
1988.
1988, really?
Yep.
Because my number five is Contra. And mine says it came out in 1988, but mine was the regular version of Contra.
Huh, I don't know.
We gotta figure this out.
Yeah, when I Super Contra, it says 1988. That's weird.
I'll edit this out.
It, you know, Wikipedia could be wrong.
When did Contra and Super Contra?
So this one says Contra came out in 87, but that doesn't make any sense. That's still.
It came out in 87 in Japan on the arcade. So it would have been like an arcade cabinets in 1987, but it didn't come out on Nintendo Entertainment System until February 2nd, 1988.
And that's for Super Contra or Contra?
Super Contra. Oh, well, yeah. So it came out. No, it was not on Super Nintendo. I was thinking because it came out on Super Nintendo. Super Contra followed in arcades in January 1988, and then a Nintendo Entertainment System version renamed Super C in North
Yeah.
America landed in April of 1990. So they just like repackaged it
Oh,
2 years
so the
later.
1990 version would be the one that I played probably more
Okay.
than the. I don't know what the
I
differences between the two
well,
were, but
and
Super C
I
or
mean,
Super
I
Contra.
remember seeing that there was a Super C game, and I
Yeah.
don't ever remember playing it, which would make sense if it was just the same game.
Right.
That makes
Yeah.
sense. Okay. I was thinking maybe because it was on Super Nintendo, but Super Nintendo wasn't out yet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that was your number five, and that was my number five. Yep, so I loved this game.
Yeah.
It was, you got the two heroes, Mad Dog and Scorpion, and yeah, you're just kind of side running, jumping over gaps, over alligators, and over
Yeah.
things that are like jumping out of the water and stuff like that. And you got the gun, you
You
can
got to
get the
shoot
power
up.
up to shoot in a spray. You
Yep.
can, what were some of the other power ups?
Like fa shoot faster.
Yeah, rapid shooting. Yep.
Yep. And I think there was like a, wasn't there one like a bigger, it was like a bigger bullet, wasn't there? If I
Yeah.
remember correctly.
Yeah.
I don't remember what the, any of them were
I
called or
feel like there was
anything,
like a
but
flamethrower or something too
there
along the
was.
way.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Some cool guns. Yeah, it was a very basic game and like pretty easy to get good at, but hard to master. So like
Yep.
you could get really late in that game and the boss battles get really tough. But I
Yep.
remember I think I
Yep.
beat it one time with a friend of mine.
Yeah, I remember staying up super late, but I don't think we ever beat it. But maybe we did. I don't have a remem I don't have a memory of actually beating it.
Yeah, I had a couple buddies who were big into this game, and I'm pretty sure we beat it at least once.
Yeah.
But I was always the tagger alonger, but I was never the good one at the game.
Yeah.
I could
Yeah.
just hold a gun.
Yeah. Yeah, I was the same. My older brother was much better than I was. He would always last longer than I did, but I'd kill some guys every now and again.
Yep. So that was my number five as well. So we're starting off. I lost my 5 cents that I told you that we wouldn't have any overlap.
Yeah. I accept Venmo
Yeah,
or
I'll
Apple
send you your
Pay or
5 cents.
whatever. Okay. So my number four, again, playing this game all the time. I think I've said this many times on this podcast or at least once or twice, but I had Super Nintendo in my room and my older brother had Sega Genesis in his room and we would go from my room to his room playing different video games. But the one video game that we played probably the most was on Sega and it was Madden 96. We played,
96.
oh yeah, we played Madden 96 all of the time. Constantly,
Who was the
I would
cover
always.
athlete on that one?
I don't think they really had cover athletes in '96. When I look, yeah, just John Madden and then two guys getting tackled. Well, it looks like the Jaguars and the Panthers, but I don't recognize any of those players, so couldn't tell you.
Oh yeah, this one. Okay. Yeah, I remember this one.
Yeah, we played it all the time. I would always choose the Lions, or we would fight over the Lions, but I would always choose the Lions because I always wanted to be Barry Sanders and. Pretty sure Herman Moore was in the 96, but I can't remember for sure.
Yeah, I think he was. Yeah.
But yeah, we just played this game all of the time. We would play this game while listening to Smashing Pumpkins and just spend hours and hours playing. I like I said, I was always the Lions. My brother would choose different teams, but I was pretty religious when it came to using the Lions because I always wanted to run the ball with Barry Sanders because I loved Barry Sanders and he was always fun to play with. So, yeah, and it was specifically Sega Genesis. I'd never played it or owned it on any other system other than Sega Genesis, so I don't know if there was a difference really between the gameplays on any of the systems, but yeah, that was my game. That was our game. So
Yeah, so
that's why it's number four.
the roster was Barry Sanders, Herman Moore, Brett
That's
Perry,
what I thought.
Johnny Morton, Scott Mitchell, Pete Metzlars, Glenn Milburn. I don't remember him being on the Lions. But
Yeah, I
anyway.
don't remember that name either. But yeah, I literally would run the ball almost every time with Barry Sanders
And
or
throw to
throw to
Herman
Herman
Moore.
Moore.
Yep,
Yep,
that's what I did
that was
too.
it.
Yep, and Scott Mitchell was good in that one.
He was. Yeah. The Lions overall were actually pretty good on that in that video game.
Yep.
They were a tough team to beat.
Yeah, I played that game a lot. I liked the this was one of those games it kept statistics really well, like leaders throughout the season and stuff. And I was always a stats kid. Like I would take the Grand Haven Tribune, which they didn't print on the weekends or something like that, or on they didn't print it on a certain day. I feel like they didn't print on Sundays or something. And so like I would take the leaders section in the sports page and update it with whatever the Lions players did so that like Barry Sanders had more yards after his game on Sunday. I would like type it out on my typewriter. And so all the games that kept stats, like that
You were
was
all
all,
about it.
which you
Nice.
will see in at least two of my remaining top five. So. So yes, I did play this game a lot, but it did not make my top five. But it's still a great game. All right, my number four was the original Legend of Zelda. Came out in 1987. I probably didn't play it until 1988 or 1990, or even 1990. It was, it was the first Zelda game. It was on a golden cartridge, and so it was always like
I
intriguing
remember that.
to play and to, to have. And so I think their marketing was brilliant on that because like the game itself was not really like there was other games like this game, but that like the cartridge like made it stand out. And it was owned and it was, made by Nintendo, so like it was one of their flagship games. Everybody else was like talking about this game and there was like user guides and, cheat codes for this game. And so it always kind of drew me in to like keep trying this game. And so what I thought was a super hard and not a very relatable game the first couple times I played it, like I got into more as I saw other people playing it and what you could do in the game if you actually put some work in. You get some pretty cool weapons and you get more hearts and you can do cooler stuff. And I mean that's really what I love about the Zelda games now is like just the ability to like build your character, customize your character, get better, get stronger, beat the game you want to, or beat the game the way you want to beat the game, not just doing the ABC, you can go and get distracted and do whatever you want for a while. That's what I love about this type of game. I guess this is the first open world game.
Yeah, it probably was.
So anyway, or at least on the Nintendo system it was. Wasn't a Mario type game.
Nope.
Yeah, so that was my number four, the original Legend of Zelda. I just love it. In fact, I'm thinking my next tattoo is probably going to be like the Triforce or something like
The
that.
Zelda.
I'm thinking of a way to get a Zelda tattoo.
That was never a game I got into. I had cousins and friends that loved Zelda, and I never got into it. I don't know why. I never owned it. That might have been part of the reason too. All my friends had it. I remember that golden cartridge for sure, because I always thought that was cool. I always thought the cartridge looked awesome.
So you never
So,
played Breath of the Wild?
no,
Oh my God,
I
dude.
played the
Please.
original Zelda for like, I don't know, maybe 10, 15 minutes when I was little, but like I have never played any Zelda.
Just go play Breath of. Don't you own it?
I know we own one because Jameson got
Yeah.
really big
Just
into
go by
Zelda,
yourself and
but
play it for like an hour and you will be hooked. I promise you. It's
one
such
day
a
I'll
good
get in.
game. It's the best game ever. Like even Tears of the Kingdom is cool, but I feel like
I
it's
want to
too
say we
vast now. The first game is like the perfect video game.
So my number three is the only game on my list that I never owned.
Oh, okay.
I never owned the game. I never owned the system, in fact. But I had, oddly enough, growing up, my best friend growing up, his name was Jay as well. He
It's a good
lived
name.
right next door to me. Well, I lived in the country, so it wasn't right next door. It was a little walk to get to his house, but we would hang out all the time, and this was the game we would play. We would have sleepovers and stay up till way late playing this game, and it was GoldenEye.
Oh, yeah.
So this was, I would have been, so I think it came out, what, 97? Yeah, so I would have been fourth grade, fifth grade, in that range. Right? I would have been 11, so whatever age you are in that. But we play this game all the time. I mean, religiously, we would battle each other constantly. We would get friends over and battle. This was one of the real first four-person game that I played all the time. We never, I mean, we played the story mode, but the story mode was not what this game was about. The game was just about battling your friends and shooting each other and doing all that kind of stuff. And yeah, I remember playing this game all the time. I mean, that was probably the reason I went over to Jay's house more than anything else,
Yeah.
was so that we could play GoldenEye and hang out and do that stuff. So, it holds a special place. We actually went and played this game, me and Jameson did the other day on the Switch 2, and I'm like, dude, I do not remember it being this bad. But like the controls are all messed up, like everything. Like I remember, like, using the little triangles and the on the 64 controller
Yeah.
to kind of spin and move and do all that kind of stuff. And I was trying to do that. I'm like, man, I can't do this anymore. It just is, I don't know. There's something lost in the translation, but yeah, I
I
mean,
remember playing it too, like recently, and thinking, wow, this is a tough game to play.
yeah. The controllers felt all backwards and
Yeah.
weird to me, but yeah, that's why I wanted to play it. 'Cause I was like, man, I used to play this game all the time, but can't do it anymore, but have lots of great memories of playing that game. So.
That was one game that I think I was not playing a lot of video games at this moment in my life when this game was
Sure.
popular. I was, just doing other things. I was working a lot or whatever. I didn't have a I didn't have an N64 either, and none of my friends did. So that would probably be a big reason why I didn't play it either.
Yeah, I didn't. I had a PlayStation. We didn't do the N64. We went to
Yeah.
PlayStation. So that's, I think that's the only Nintendo system I didn't own was the N64.
My number three was released in 1988, and it
Ooh.
was Major League Baseball on the Nintendo Entertainment System.
Yep.
So this was the first Nintendo NES baseball game officially licensed by MLB. It featured all 26 teams at the time.
Yep.
So it had all of the rosters from the 1987 season. Rosters and statistics and like accurate player depictions. Like the graphics were obviously very terrible. So like it didn't look like him, but like the skin tone would be right on the player, basically. Like if it was a black player, it'd be brown, or if it was a white player, it'd be white. And then the jersey number. So it was like Alan Trammell was number three shortstop, and it had his correct stats from that year. So you could recognize him by those details. And this was the first video game that had actual players with actual stats, for a baseball game. And I played this game so much. The graphics were terrible. The fielding was terrible. Like the balls were hit so hard sometimes, but the fielders always ran at one speed, like crawling across the screen. And so hitting was, you could score a lot of runs hitting in this game, but fielding, you could also give up a lot of runs. So like a lot of runs were scored in a game, and I'd get so frustrated when the computer would come back and beat me, and like I couldn't do anything to stop it. But it was cool because it had Alan Trammell in it. It had Jack Morris in it. It had Matt Noakes, the Tigers catcher at the time, in it. Had Chet Lemon in it, but you had to know their jersey numbers and their statistics roughly. It didn't keep stats for you. It only had their stats from that previous season. So if you asked me what, you know, Alan Trammell's batting average was from the 1987 season, it was, I think he batted 339, had 28 home runs, and I don't remember the RBIs, but like I just remember that stat line.
Yeah.
That was Alan Trammell's stat line. But anyway, that was my number three in Major League Baseball. It was on the Nintendo. That was one that I might have had to buy two versions of it because I wore it out, you know, because like you can wear out that.
Yeah.
If it's abused in any way on the Nintendo, you have to blow in it. And yeah, that was a great game. A very fun game. And I'm a baseball person, so.
Yeah, I've played a couple baseball games, but I never got hard into the baseball games. But outside of like Wii Baseball, that was the big one.
They were never very good. If they didn't have real players in it, I wasn't going to play it. I didn't want to play with fictional players. That's stupid.
Yeah.
And if it didn't,
the hitting was always the fun part. I didn't like the fielding or the like throwing people out. Like that stuff wasn't fun. But the hitting was always the funnest part of the game.
Yeah.
So. So my number two, so as like I said, mine's going kind of in chronological order. So Super C or Contra was the very first one I remember.
Yep.
Madden, huge, GoldenEye, 97. The next one came out in 2001, and this was a game we played as a family all the time. My dad would play. It was fun to play with my dad because he sucked and he was an easy kill. And it was Halo. I remember when Halo came out, we played this game every time we had family over or anybody came over, we would play Halo together and just
you killed your dad in Halo
all the time. Yep, he always wanted to play. It was one of the few games that he would actually play. He played Halo 2 probably more than the original Halo. So I guess, you know, you could lump in the whole franchise in if you wanted to, but Halo specifically. I mean, he would try and play. He was never any good. And it was so much fun to snipe him or to blow him up. It was the best, but,
it's fun. Yeah, to we snipe would anybody.
Always, you know, it was, it's for sure.
But when
but
they're running around in circles,
what they're doing. Yep.
Or they're running into a wall and just running in place. That's a funny,
he definitely
fun
struggled sometimes with the controllers. You always felt like an idiot if dad actually killed you, which didn't happen often, but he,
and you'd see it on, you'd see it on the bottom of the screen. Dad killed you.
Yep, exactly. Yep. So no, it was, I just remember, you know, this was when, like I said, the whole family played, even, you know, once when my nephews came around, they started playing it too, when they were even little. And, one of the few video games that me and my little brother played. Usually, you know, he was 8 years younger than me, so we didn't play video games too often together. Yeah. But this was one that we did. It was like one of the few ones, like I said, the entire family would play. And, you know, after Thanksgiving or whatever, we'd all go downstairs and play some Halo. So it was a big one, big family game for sure.
My number two is Super Mario Brothers. And I'm lumping it in with also Super Mario Brothers 3. I mean, I played them all. Super Mario 2 was fun as well. But like Super Mario Brothers 1 was the original one. And I played that all the time with my sister. Played it all the time with my friends. Beat the game. But had to do like a lot of research to beat it. Like that was a tough game to beat. As a kid,
that was a very that one level with the spinning things all over the place. Yeah. Oh my god! Yeah. I couldn't never.
Yeah. Yep. And then same thing with Super Mario Brothers 3. Played this all the time with my oldest sister Angie. And I've beat this game. I don't know if I beat it as a kid though, but I beat it as an adult playing it on like Game Boy or something like that.
Sure.
But I don't think I ever beat this as a kid. This was a tough game too. They were both tough.
Was Mario 3 on Super Nintendo, or was that still regular?
That was still regular for me.
Okay.
Anyway, they might have released it on Super Nintendo later.
No, I just can't remember when that jumped. What the first Mario on Super Nintendo was? I thought it was Mario 3, but it probably isn't. I don't remember. I know I played Mario 3. I just don't remember which console it was on. But
wasn't that the first Super Mario World was on Super Nintendo?
It's possible.
It was like a release.
Maybe.
It was like a launch game.
Yeah.
See, I didn't own it, so I don't know. But I feel like they had a special name for it. It wasn't just like Super Mario 3. Because they didn't just go to Super
Mario. You're probably right. They probably did have a different name for it. Yep.
Yeah. But yeah, this fun game. You know, just levels that you run through with Mario throwing things and killing Goombas and Koopas and going after Bowser, trying to get to the princess, save the princess, Peach. Levels just incrementally getting harder.
Yeah.
Doing all the things, eating all the mushrooms and brown leaves and what were some of the other ones? But anyway, that was
fun. Yeah, because the brown leaf, you turned into the squirrel, right? The flying squirrel.
You can fly. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, that was a fun game. That I've played that a lot, and that's one that I go back and play now. So I think this probably affected my grading too, was how playable is this game now?
Sure.
That's the thing about Zelda. I love Zelda, but like I would not go back and play that game. It was too the graphics were too bad.
Yeah.
But like Mario, I would still play. Even Mario 1. That's a visual pleasing game.
It's a fun game.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. That's one where you don't need great graphics either. And the controls are easy. You don't, you know, it still works fine. And
I'll always play that game. Yep.
Yep. Okay. So my number one is the only one that kind of falls out of the chronological order. And it also is the only one that encompasses a franchise. And not only because it's one from my childhood, but it's one that I still play today, and means a lot to, you know, my kids' childhood, I'm sure. Yeah. And that's Mario Kart.
Yep.
So I played Super Mario Kart, the
on
original
Super Nintendo,
all of the time.
Yeah. Have you gone back and played
it? I have. Yep. My brother has a Super Nintendo. And we've played this many times. Last summer we played it a bunch up at his cottage because that's where it is. And it's hard.
Are you still good at it? Yeah.
No, it's hard.
It's a hard game.
It's difficult, but it's still a blast.
Yeah.
It's still a blast. It's so much fun. You know, whether you're racing or you're shooting the balloons off of each other or whatever, you know, whatever version you're playing. But Mario Kart and then Mario Kart 64 I played a decent amount of, but again, 64 was the one that I didn't own. But then, you know, obviously Mario Kart Wii, Mario Kart 9 or 7, 8, 8 Deluxe, Tour World now. I mean, I've played almost all of them. And I've always loved Mario Kart. It's just a fun game. It's one that I can still destroy the kids at, and it's fun to play. It's just a fun family game, and you know, one that I remember from my childhood, and it's fun to now kind of do that with my kids to play those same games and have those same races. And so Mario Kart, the whole franchise is my number one. So
cool. Great game. I love Mario Kart. I was never into it as a kid. It was too hard for me. I didn't own it ever, so I never got a lot of time playing it. I would have probably gotten good at it if I.
Yeah, Super Mario Kart was one. Like I said, I had that in my room, so we would go from playing Madden to playing Mario Kart. Those are really the two games that we kind of went back and forth on and played all the time. We liked the we did the racing quite a bit, but we also liked the where you shoot the balloons off of each other. That was always a fun one. That was, we played that one probably more than probably the racing itself,
That was
but
like you
still
had
did a
like
lot of
three
both.
lives or something like that.
So it's kind of like a free for all where everybody's against everybody and you have three balloons, and every time you get hit, you lose a balloon. And then once you lose all three of your balloons, you're kind of out, and like last man standing wins.
My number one, like I said, is the epitome of a great game. Its playability now. I still play various versions of this game now. I play it on my phone. I play it on my Nintendo Switch. I play it on my computer. But yeah, this was originally on Nintendo. This version came out in 1991. It was the second version of this game. And the second version of this game was named Tecmo Super Bowl. And oh my gosh, this
I thought you were
game.
going to say Tetris for a second.
Yeah, I
But
thought you
I
might
guess
think
Tetris is a
Tetris.
little over. But.
Yeah. But I do love Tetris. And I do play Tetris a lot
Yeah,
on
that's what I
multiple
thought, man.
devices
Yeah,
to this day.
that's where my brain went. So, anyways.
But it was not Tetris. Tecmo Super Bowl. This is one I play to this day. There are versions of it. Retro Bowl takes a lot of its design and play style from Tecmo Bowl and Tecmo Super Bowl. This was the first football game that had like accurate rosters for every team. The original Tecmo Bowl didn't have every team, including the Lions, so the Lions were not on the game. I was like, yeah, this game is really cool and I can play as Bo Jackson, but I'd like to play as the Lions. And so Tecmo Super Bowl was the first one and the Lions were good in it. Barry Sanders was good in it. They didn't have all of like the new like the 1997 players, so that it had some players that were not as good as like the 97 team. I would have rather had Herman Moore in the game. But it had some, Richard Johnson, it had Robert Clark, it had Mel Gray, the kick returner, and it had who was the quarterback? It was Rodney Peete and Eric Kramer were the two quarterbacks, and you could substitute in the players because players would get hurt and tired. It kept stats,
So
and
the
you could.
original one only was only two teams you could choose from?
No, there was like eight teams or something like
Oh,
that.
okay, got it. Okay.
Yeah, I think it was eight teams. It had all the big teams essentially. So I had like the 49ers and the Raiders and all the teams with good players on it, I guess. I don't know. But not the Lions. But yeah, so I've played this game so much. And the other cool thing is now there still is a very active community updating this game every single year with current NFL players and current NFL teams. Like they put the expansion teams on there. They even have made college football versions of this with actual rosters. You can, CFL. There are people who do this game for basically any version of football that you can find. And they even make like customizable versions of it so you can make your own. It's such a cool game. I play it all the time. I don't play it all the time, but it's just one that I pick up at any time and play because I already have mastered this game. I've beat it, won the Super Bowl so many times with the Lions. And yeah, it's such a fun
The only
game.
way they're going to win a Super Bowl, right?
Probably. But yeah, Tecmo Super Bowl. It was interesting because Jim Kelly, Bernie Kosar, and Randall Cunningham didn't sign the NFL Players Association marketing contract for this year. And so they p appear in the game as QB Bills, QB Browns, and QB Eagles. Just kind of funny. But it's still like their attributes and their, abilities and stuff. Yeah, and it was the rosters were in 91, but Brett Favre was famously not in the game because he was a rookie that year, but he was actually on the 91 okay. roster. So I guess he just missed the cutoff. Yep. Great game. Bo Jackson was in it, but I think he was better in the original Tecmo Bowl. Deion Sanders was in this game, and he was really good.
Hawks, right? If I remember correctly.
Deion?
Wasn't that the team he was? Falcons. Yeah, wasn't he? Falcons, that's what I mean. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
I said Hawks, like the Atlanta Hawks.
Oh, yeah.
And that's not what I meant. I knew it was the Atlanta Falcons. Yeah, wrong bird.
You got there. Yep. It was fun.
Yeah, I never played the original, the Tecmo Bowl. I never played that one, but I did play Tecmo Super Bowl a couple times. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we were more Madden than we were.
I got into Madden later, but it wasn't until Madden could do this stuff, because there was a while that Madden couldn't do like statistics or like they weren't as in depth with their like ability to play a whole season and play a second season, you know. And, this was the first good football game that was really complete in my mind.
Yeah.
All right, so those were our top fives. Did you have any honorable mentions?
I did. Yeah. So I had Street Fighter. We played a lot of Street Fighter. We played a lot of Super Mario Bros. That was one that just got knocked off my list. But yeah, we played that game constantly too. Mm-hmm. And then, what was the other one? Where's my list? I don't have it. That's it. That's all I had on my list.
Okay.
Sorry. I was pulling my list up, but it was gone. I had another one, but I can't remember the name of it. It was similar to Contra, but instead of guns, you were fighting people all the time. And it was like a medieval game. Do you remember? You know what I'm talking about? I don't remember the name of it. We played it all the time. And there was like one guy who had a long beard.
Or something?
And I don't remember. The guy had a long beard and an axe. The other guy had a sword. It was all like, I can't remember the name of that game. But we used to play that game all the time on, I think it was on Sega.
Dungeons
we always
and
played
Dragons?
In my brother's room. No, I don't remember the name of it. Me and my brother were trying to remember it the other day, and I couldn't remember the name of it, but he couldn't either. But it was one we played it all the time. But.
Interesting. Yeah, I love playing games like that. Multiplayer adventure games.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, my honorable mentions. I had Mike Tyson's Punch-Out. Yep. I mean, I'll play any of the versions. They're all the same. It's just, you know, whether or not they have Mike Tyson as the final bad guy. It was changed in 1990 to Mr. Dream instead of Mike Tyson. It was just a head swap and a recolor of the boxer, apparently.
Okay.
Fun fact, Mario is the referee in the game. Apparently, the guy who coded it didn't ask for permission from Nintendo and just did it.
Oh, really?
I guess it was successful. But so that was one of my honorable mentions. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, the arcade game.
Yeah,
that was a fun game.
Yeah, that was
fun game. That was like it was one of the first like 3D where you kind of walked on a three-dimensional plane in the game.
Yep.
Just like the arcade version of it. Apparently it came out in the arcade first, but I think I played it on Nintendo first. Maybe not. I don't know.
I remember always playing it on the actual arcade system. I don't remember playing it anywhere else outside of an arcade.
Yeah, I owned it. Yeah. But anyway. NBA Live 95.
He's on fire. No,
that was NBA Jam.
That was Jam, yeah.
Yeah, I was not an NBA Jam fan. I liked more of the, like, authentic versions of basketball.
Yeah.
That kept stats. I think we've covered the fact that I'm a stats guy. This was, again, this was kind of like the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles version of basketball, Where it had that three-dimensional plane. That was like one of the first basketball games that had that, where you kind of went on that angle, which was really cool. And it had the 94-95 rosters, which the Pistons had Grant Hill that year, so that was fun being the Pistons.
Yeah, I think I played more Jam than I did the other one. NBA Jam was always the fun one, where it's 2-on-2.
I got two more here. NHL 94
Okay.
on Sega Genesis. That was just such a fun hockey game. And again, it's that same, I think it's that same programming style as the basketball was, what it was for hockey, but it was, I guess that was more side scrolling, but it was three dimensional, right? Yeah,
I don't remember.
I
I
think
didn't
so.
start getting into hockey until like 2002-ish is I think the first time I played a hockey game.
Yep. The Red Wings were good in that game, so it was always fun to be them. And then my last one was Excitebike on
Oh
the
yeah.
NES. It was a launch title for the Nintendo, so it came out in 1984. It was basic motorcycle, and you'd be in like one of six lanes, and there was, things to weave in and out of, and jumps, and big patches of grass that you needed to miss, and you were just racing.
You had the little mud slick spots or whatever.
And you could angle, you could angle how high you were jumping or how low you were jumping, and yeah, there was some good strategy in that game. It wasn't one where you just kind of go. So that was a fun game.
I always like playing this Excitebike course in Mario Kart. It's one
Oh
of my favorite. It just
yeah, that's
brings me
right.
back a little bit. But.
Yeah, that's a good course. So yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, those were our childhood video games. I guess we overlapped more than I thought we would. But I am older
At
than
least
you,
once,
so
right?
yeah. Yep. So cool. So what are we doing next week? I think we already decided, right? Next week. Is it next week
Next
we're
week
doing
should
it?
be the celebration of
The
Mando
Mandalorian.
coming out. So it'd be
Mandalorian and
favorite.
Grogu.
Yeah, Mandalorian characters.
Yep. That'll be a fun one. If you're into Star Wars, which we both are, decidedly.
I've never watched a Star Wars thing in my
I
life.
don't think we can decide now. Should we include the Mandalorian and Grogu? I don't think we should. I think they're too obvious.
Well, I was gonna have a hot take on Grogu, so.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe
You want
what
me to
we
give you
can
my you want me to
do.
give you my Grogu hot take right
Sure,
now?
let's do it.
He's like my Jar Jar Binks. I cannot stand Grogu.
Do you not like Jar Jar Binks?
No, I'm saying like you know how like Jar Jar Binks has
Right.
like the like that like pe like fans don't like Jar
Yes,
Jar
I know.
Binks.
I'm
He's
asking you.
my No, I love Jar Jar Binks. He's
Okay.
my Jar Jar Binks.
Okay.
Like where everybody's like, "Oh, he's so awesome." I'm like,
Gotcha.
he doesn't add anything. He's just I don't know. I just don't think he's the greatest
He's
character that
cute,
Star Wars
though.
has put out. I understand
You
that. I get
have
it.
to protect him.
I get it. He's cute, but that's it. Like I don't think he's adds a whole lot to the show or to the movie. He's just not my, like
He's just
everybody
a
has
baby.
Grogu things and toys and I'm just not a Grogu guy. I'm sorry.
Well, maybe
It's my hot take.
this movie is gonna be when he changes your mind.
No, I mean only if he's old like Yoda will he become.
Well, eventually he will be.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it's got to take a little while. That's my idea. So yeah, Grogu is definitely will not be in my top
So I think
five.
we should just have the Mandalorian and Grogu. We'll just talk about them in the like icebreaker section of the episode. That way we don't have to rank
Neither
them,
of them were going
because
to be in my top five. I was going
what
to have
about,
more.
would Din Djarin be in your top five?
Well, that is the Mandalorian.
That's what I'm asking you. Would he be in your top five if we allowed it?
No. Nope. I was gonna do more supporting characters was my plan. So.
I think he probably would have been my number one.
Okay. It's not that I don't like him. I think he's great, but I think there are a lot of other really
Interesting characters.
good characters in that show.
Yep, I agree. I just think, like, for most people, Mandalorian and or Grogu would be number one and number two.
Sure.
So I don't think we need to talk about them.
Yeah.
As part of our number five, or as part of our top fives.
Yep.
Okay. Fun. I'm getting pretty excited. I've heard that people have seen like the first 15 or 20 minutes of the movie and it's getting good reviews.
Yeah, I'm excited for it, for
whatever
sure.
That means.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, I know. It'll be at the very least, it will be entertaining and fun to watch. But yeah. I hope it's even more than that. So.
Yep. Cool. All right, Caleb.
Okay.
It was fun talking.
Yeah. What's the Pistons score?
They are up by one with 8 minutes left.
In the game?
Yeah.
Oh. That escalated quickly.
Uh-huh. They've been winning the whole game, but they've been winning by like between 6 and 10 points most of the game, and Cavaliers have squeezed it. But they did in game one.
Oh. Yep.
Tobias just hit a good shot. Alright, I'll stop with the play by play. And we will say goodbye to everybody. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Detroit basketball.
Thanks for listening to the High Five Podcast. We'd love to hear what your high fives would be or what you thought of ours. You can find us on Facebook or email us at thehighfivepodcast@gmail.com. Or just say hi if you know us in real life. And a big thank you to our friend Trevor Durheimer for the awesome intro and outro music. See you next time. Thanks for listening to the High Five Podcast. We'd love to hear what your high fives would be or what you thought of ours. You can find us on Facebook or email us at thehighfivepodcast@gmail.com. Or just say hi if you know us in real life. And a big thank you to our friend Trevor Durheimer for the awesome intro and outro music. See you next time.